The pure magic of Arts Depot, Tallyho Corner, Finchley. Where do I even begin? I would never have imagined that the day that I first walked through the doors of Arts Depot would give me almost 20 years of experiences within these walls. Yet, here I am, nearly 20 years later, in my weekly creative writing circle, third floor on a Monday, surrounded by inspiring, talented fellow writers and friends. Looking back through all the Arts Depot years, though, the magic here has enriched me time and time again. From seeing numerous outstanding dance shows in its theatres, to Britt Eklund discussing her fascinating life on the stage, to more somber theatre productions, including those of the Dyad Theatre Company, usually a solo performer, so talented that the audience was mesmerised each time. I have also basked in the warm, comforting, quiet peace of an evening session, a sound bath or two, relaxing beyond belief. I have watched my five-year-old granddaughter, resplendently attired as a fairy complete with wings, pirouette and then pirouette again across the theatre stage after a wonderful show for children. Then there is the magical buzz of the cafe, the very heart of Arts Depot. The buzz of laughter, conversations, which fill the space while the exquisitely young dancers pour in to while away time throughout the day. The open mic music sessions and poetry sessions, which sometimes have been so beautiful that they have left me in tears. Yes, so many magical memories of this hub of creativity. Arts Depot, I love you. You are truly inspiring, and I want to be here always. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Depot. We're here all the time. I have a son that's Genesis and he's 12. He's on the autism spectrum and he's gifted. And he's been here to theatre. You do interactive theatre, independent theatre. And we've actually had the Beat holiday workshop because you do holiday workshop for children as well. And it's, you do everything here from 0 to 100. Come to Arts Depot. 100% inclusive. You know, you can be from 0 to 100. This class is from 55 and upwards. And I've met some wonderful, mature people that have wanted to do writing all their lives. And they come back and they said, oh, fantastic. And the praise that Jenny gives you in the class, this class has to continue. Then again, my son Genesis has been given the opportunity to work with a professional group. That's at Arts Depot.
I hold you steady in my spacious arms, all that you offer of and to yourselves, I clasp close to my heart. My concrete shell reverberates to your imaginings, tapped on screens or scratched on willing sheets, your dreams drift up to fill my lofty spaces. I capture boisterous voices, bouncing off my white walls. Caress the nimble fingers stitching tales of hope, whispered in private places. I hold you in my spacious arms, riddled through with lateral terraces, welcoming the Juliets and Romeos who practice on their pointed toes.
I shall hold you always precious in my spacious arms. Leaves from any tree, the sweet young green, who spring out strong, the weathered, broken, battered, all belong. Welcome here to sit and stare, or share in dance and joyous song.
Elena, listen to you perform me.
Your favourite part?
Sweeping.
What did you do in the class? What did you do? What did you see?
I saw mud.
Oh yeah, because bear hunt. Yeah, the bear hunt. Did you like the bear hunt?
Yeah.
And what did you play with? What did you touch? What can you see that you played with?
The balls stuff
about. And then you went on the swing.
Yeah.
And did you play with what did you do with the scarves? The different colour scarves. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? You had fun?
Yeah.
Do you like the Arts Depot?
Yeah.
Well done.
Why are you at the Arts Depot today?
Why am I in the Arts Depot today? Because I love dance. I think she's a maker, she's a very good teacher. And I like her dance movement. I think it's important if I am free, I will be here. I will take whatever I can. I also walking with Arts Depot. At front of house, so it's good to me to play some days. I like to be more for flexibility and a deck and a different craft.
6, 7, 8, okay, 1, 8.
I'd like to thank the Arts Depot. I've loved having it near me as part of my community, and the dance, the lessons with Magda, it to help me not fall. Have been invaluable for my health and have helped me to continue to be an active grandma and take my grandchildren along so they feel comfortable and an ownership of the space.
There, how are you? It's kind of you to come and visit me in this spacious area where you can see me in disguise, as I am not just one picture but many. I am a mixture of many moods and feelings molded into one, as you can see by the colours and patterns that I am clothed in. In front of me, you can see a glass cabinet full of cakes and goodies too good to eat. Yet I am always hungry. Can you not hear my stomach rumbling and calling out, feed me now? I am blind and cannot see how my clothes are fitted and only wish that you could describe them to me.
I now call myself a writer. Before I was trained to be a writer, but as Jenny says, you are, Sandra, you are a writer. So when you come to the course, Jenny builds up your confidence because I live at home. I'm a single mum, quite self-isolated at home. So coming here, meeting a wonderful group of people, I get somewhere to go every week that I have to be at, and we get homework to do, and we're thriving in our ability to write.
It's just a really nice local hub for all sorts of things, really. And it's always just so buzzy and fun. I mean, coming in today and seeing all the lovely young teenagers down there, it's just exciting, really. And I think it's a really nice thing to have in Finchley. Mm. Not everything has to be in central London. It's nice to have things in the further out as well.